Roman Catholic schools have long provided an alternative for parents concerned about low achievement and discipline problems in public schools. In inner cities, even non-Catholic families have turned to church-run schools. But in some urban neighborhoods, these schools are struggling. New waves of immigrants are displacing older, predominantly Catholic populations. In a Detroit-area neighborhood, once a center for Polish immigrants, one high school hopes to survive by reaching out to its diverse and changing community. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Hamtramck, Michigan, the small city surrounded by Detroit, grew up in the early 1900s as Polish and Catholic workers flocked to the auto plants of Detroit. One of its mainstays for nearly a century has been St. Florian. Its elementary school opened in 1909, the high school in 1940. Outside the school, the area's Polish heritage is evident. The verse on an enclosed nativity scene is written in English and Polish. Across the street, there's a Polish funeral home. St. Florian's principal, Pat Domagalia, graduated from this school. So have many people in her family, and she's witnessed the neighborhood's change.
It's always been a haven for immigrants, but it seems now that the immigrants coming in are more diverse. So they're not just from Poland. You know, we get them from Bosnia and from Yemen and from all over the world now.
So now the city has become a way station for a new group of immigrants looking to make it to the middle class. And many of Hamtramck's Polish residents and Catholics have moved on. Two other Catholic high schools in Hamtramck no longer exist. One moved to the suburbs, the other closed. St. Florian, 9 years ago, the winner of the Catholic League Championship football team, canceled its football season last fall.
We've only got 29 boys in the whole school.
Athletic director Larry Jeroman.
You need 11 to put out on the field and have a few extra, and we just couldn't make it this year. Hopefully next year we're going to combine with another school, hopefully, and offer football for our students so that if they do want to play, they can play.
Jeroman says it may not be all bad news for students who want to play sports.
You go to a bigger school, you try out for a team, you don't even make the cut. Over here, you try out for, you don't even have to try, just come out and you make the team.
In its heyday, about 400 students attended St. Florian. Now there are only 75, a record low. As Detroit's auto industry fell on hard times in the 1970s, so did Hamtramck, and the closing of the massive Dodge main plant was a crippling blow. In addition to the ethnic changes in the community and suburban migration, St. Florian, like many schools, has gradually shifted from a staff of nuns and monks to salaried lay people. Tuition has gone up and enrollment has dropped. The school is not alone. Last week, the country's largest Catholic school system announced one of its biggest shakeups in years. Chicago will open 3 new schools but close 14. And in the St. Louis area, 9 Catholic schools are slated to be shut down or consolidated. St. Florian's assistant principal, Sister Kathleen White, says during National Catholic Schools Week this week, St. Florian is running newspaper ads and holding an open house to avoid a similar fate.
We are this little gold mine sitting here, and people are driving by and not noticing us, and it's going down because of the transient population in Hamtramck. They, you know, don't pay much attention to us.
But White and other educators say this school offers many of the things parents want most: small classes. In Melissa Villanueva's Spanish class, 10 students are getting ready for an exam.
In the position that we're in right now, if we had, you know, a 50% increase in students, we'd still have small enough classes to where it would be beneficial to the students.
That's an argument that St. Florian plans to take even to Hamtramck's Muslim population. 14-year-old Mohammed Matakabir is one of 2 Muslim students at St. Florian's.
I didn't know what to expect in a Catholic school. So when I came here, now it's great. It's like there's no nothing about like teaching, learning Christianity or anything. It's just like a little teaching, it's like a little history class for me.
Despite the financial challenges St. Florian faces, school officials say they are optimistic about its survival. They say the key is adapting to a changing neighborhood. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Hamtramck, Michigan.